Graduation is just around the corner for many high school students, but in the Milwaukee public school system, a startling number of children drop out before they reach 12th grade. Many who stay in school perform below national standards. Tomorrow, WUWM News reporters and Lake Effect producers will begin a series which explores challenges in the urban education system. Annalise Hensel is executive producer of Project Milwaukee, Barriers to Achievement in MPS, and she's here in the studio with a preview of the series. Annalise, can you talk a bit about what we can expect in the series?
Well, MPS is certainly a very large topic, so we have everyone on our staff involved, all of the newsroom and all of the Lake Effect producers, and we're looking at the fact that MPS has some serious, unique challenges as a large urban school district. There are very high dropout rates, as you mentioned, also a large achievement gap among groups, and MPS faces some specific challenges in teaching those populations. There are learning or behavioral problems, or many kids come from a family that is not a secure home environment. Susan Bentz will talk about that in one of our reports. She'll meet with Renee Washington, who works with families at Sherman Elementary. Washington's program gets parents involved in their kids' education.
I noticed that a lot of kids don't participate in a lot of programs because their parents not coming. So they kind of feel like their parents don't care. So if the parent don't care, they're not going to come to school to learn. Getting the parents to actually come to school and sit with the kid and actually do a project. I'm finding even our grades in our schools are starting to come up because the kids are realizing their families do care.
Another challenge that we came across in our reporting is the high rate of poverty in MPS. Speech pathologist Colleen Hobner told us that MPS is unique in its concentration of poverty.
We have the fourth highest poverty rate for children in the nation. Our kids are coming to us with greater and greater needs.
And additional stories from the newsroom will compare Milwaukee to other large urban districts and ask the question of whether more money would equal more success in MPS.
We are also delving into the question of how the district addresses special needs students.
That's right. Aaron Toner has that report talking about education plans and accommodations for students with disabilities in her story. MPS was sued a number of years ago by Disability Rights Wisconsin for how it identifies students who need special education. And the attorney for the group, Jeff Spitzer-Resnick, says many former students have not been able to get jobs as adults, so he's not convinced that the programs at MPS are working.
The problem at MPS has been always. There are always jewels in the crown at MPS. However, because of a failure of accountability at MPS, there was never an insistence that every single school building in the school district do what it's supposed to do legally and educationally for all children.
Erin also interviews MPS in her report. The district says it is making progress, and this is an area that MPS is very concerned about because there's a growing number of children each year who need special education.
Now, a big part of the school system, of course, is teachers. How are you addressing them?
From the newsroom, Marty Michelson will report on the struggles that teachers deal with in a large urban district and how they're trained to cope with those struggles. And Lake Effect will be looking at barriers to achievement in MPS through the lens of teachers on teacher training, teacher retention, teacher satisfaction, that sort of thing. And speaking of Lake Effect, listeners can come to our building at Chase Tower, Water in Wisconsin, to watch a live broadcast of Lake Effect Thursday, June 3rd. And you can also watch Bob Bach as he broadcasts Morning Edition that day. Again, that's Thursday, June 3rd for our Project Milwaukee series. All of the details are at wuwm.com/Project Milwaukee.
Thanks, Annalise.
You're welcome.
And listen for our Project Milwaukee reports every day for the next week during Morning Edition.